You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You can also listen to the Noontime News live on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on Listen Live. You can also download the free KROX mobile app, or say on your smart speaker, listen to KROX in Crookston. As it is just about time for the noontime news, as again going over the weather for today. Right now, 52 degrees under now partly sunny skies as the clouds, they're starting to part. We're up to 52 again. Wind chill, that's bumped up to 47 degrees, but so have the winds. It's a northwest wind of 15 miles an hour. That's gusting as high as 21 miles per hour. Humidity, that is now at 54%. That has been decreasing throughout the morning as we enter the afternoon. Barometric pressure, that's held steady over the last hour at 29.86 inches after it was rising throughout the beginning of the morning. Once again, the clouds, they're starting to part. The sun is shining, starting to see some blue in the skies. It's 52 degrees here in downtown Crookston. As it is just about time for the noontime news with Chris Fee.
Well, it's time to take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Thursday already of April 11th as the month continues to fly by. When we have nice weather, it seems to go a little quicker for some reason. As we take a look at our world and national news headlines, O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. The decorated football star, who was acquitted of charges he killed his former wife and her friend, but wound up in prison years later in an unrelated case, died on Wednesday. His family made an announcement Thursday in a statement on Simpson's Twitter account. His attorney confirmed to TMZ that Simpson died in Las Vegas. Simpson said last year that he was battling prostate cancer. Simpson's gridiron legacy was forever overshadowed by the 1994 knife slayings of Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman. A criminal court jury found him not guilty of murder, but a separate civil trial jury found him liable. And the first week of the O.J. Simpson case in mid-June of 1994 moved quickly, with the reporters racing to reach the news. The only thing that was slow was the chase. The football great had been accused of killing his ex-wife and her friend, and there he was on live television in the back of a friend's white Ford Bronco with a gun to his head. The freeway was like a parade, with police, media, and fans following the juice. There were crowds on overpasses, signs, cheers, and fist punching in the air as the pursuit unfolded. After Simpson died Wednesday at 76, the AP is making available the story, wrapping up all the developments from that chase, which those of us that were old enough will remember that forever. Well, let's see what else we have here. It was hours after sundown when eight aid trucks and three support vehicles started their journey into Gaza. The roads were dark except for an occasional patch of ragged light spilled from buildings with their own generators. By a few minutes after 10 p.m., the convoy was moving south on Gaza's coastal road. They dropped off cargo, and the aid workers left the convoy to return home. The first missile struck a little more than an hour later. Soon after, all seven aid workers were dead. Thousands more firearms dealers across the United States will have to run background checks on buyers when selling at gun shows or other places outside brick-and-mortar stores. That's according to a Biden administration rule that will soon go into effect. The rule aims to close a loophole that has allowed tens of thousands of guns to be sold every year by unlicensed dealers who don't perform background checks to ensure the potential buyer is not legally prohibited from having a firearm. It's the administration's latest effort to combat gun violence. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, the sun, it's in and out. Right now, it is out and shining. We have 52 degrees. We'll call it partly sunny skies. A northwest wind of 15, gusting up to 20. That does create a wind chill of 47. Humidity is at 54%. The barometric pressure at 29.86 inches. That's been rising throughout the morning. Again, we have partly sunny skies, 52 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for today, it'll be mostly cloudy, a high right around 55. Northwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Then tonight, mostly cloudy during the evening. Then gradual clearing with a low around 30. Northwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 25. We'll take a look at the forecast for the weekend. It looks to be a pretty good one, especially on Sunday. And then we could be getting a much-needed precipitation early next week as well. We'll tell you all about that coming up a little later here in our noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, sunny skies and a 52 with a wind chill of 47. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the estate news. That will be coming up right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, the Minneapolis City Council has voted unanimously to push the start date of a controversial Uber-Lyft driver pay ordinance back 2 months to July 1st. Bill Werner has more.
Ward 7 Councilmember Katie Cashman contends it creates a more reasonable timeline.
While tracking discussions and ongoing collaboration with state officials in their work to craft a statewide policy.
But the council soundly rejected rescinding the ordinance entirely, which Ward 13 Councilmember Linnea Palmisano argued would be a sign of good faith.
I doubt there is the will here today, but I am here to say, let's start over.
Ward 2 Councilmember Robin Wansley vigorously objecting, saying the council did their homework over years before passing the ordinance.
This should not be a time where we allow riders who are vulnerable, as drivers who are vulnerable, to be pitted against each other. You as riders deserve affordable services, and Uber and Lyft can provide that to you. They're choosing not to.
Bill Werner reporting.
Stay tuned. And the legislature, of course, they could wipe out it altogether depending on what they decide. So stay tuned on that as that will continue. But good news for those of us that visit the Twin Cities. It is a statewide issue. And good news for us, at least if you use Uber or Lyft, they will have that available at least through May or July 1st. So if you want to go to a Twins game, get there before July 1st. Officials in Foston are speaking out against an anonymous healthcare survey sent to residents in the five-county area. Mayor Jim Offerdahl, who facts in here, he's our engineer here at KROX, Jim Offerdahl is. He says it misleads people into believing the city will be running the Foston Hospital if Essentia Health loses its operating agreement.
They actually go so far as to ask about me personally. They name me, and so what I see this is a blatant attempt to, first of all, influence public opinion with false information.
Offerdahl says the nonprofit First Care Medical Services would operate the hospital if the agreement with Essentia ends. The dispute between Essentia and Foston over the closure of the labor and delivery unit goes to arbitration this summer. Two Hennepin County Sheriff's deputies were injured in an exchange of gunfire Wednesday while serving a felony warrant in the West Metro suburb of Minnetonka. The deputies sustained non-life-threatening injuries, and a 28-year-old man is dead. Hennepin County Sheriff Dawana Witt.
Assaults against law enforcement are becoming increasingly common in Minnesota. They have doubled since 2017. This has got to stop.
The deputies have not been identified, but Witt said they were 8 and 21-year veterans of law enforcement. In other state news headlines at this hour, Anoka County authorities are identifying the three family members who died in a reported shooting Monday in Ramsey. Sheriff deputies found 33-year-old Jessica Frank of Monticello and 9-year-old Solara Frank dead inside a vehicle in Rum River Central Park. 4-year-old Lakin Frank was taken to the hospital and died of a gunshot wound to the head. No other information has been released. Investigators are still looking into the incident. There's a statewide tornado drill today as part of the Severe Weather Awareness Week in Minnesota. The National Weather Service will issue simulated tornado warnings at 1:45 this afternoon and again at 6:45 tonight. Most Minnesota counties will activate the warning sirens and other notification systems. Officials say this is a great time to work on tornado drills and safety plans. And that is about it on our state news. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the sports scene from yesterday, the Minnesota Twins salvaged a game in that three-game series with the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory. And Denver, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 116-107. Denver now the top team in the West by a game over the Timberwolves. And, well, actually, may not be a bad thing. Timberwolves right now would have to take on Phoenix or I can't remember who. Actually, they just lost to Phoenix by 10, but literally couldn't play any worse than they did. It was a 20-point game more. The Timberwolves went on a 13-0 run after the starters went out. Let's see what else we have here. The playoffs, they start in just a little bit, a week and a half or so. And the Timberwolves will likely be a 1 or 2 seed in the Western Conference, which is something we're not used to. In college baseball, UMC, they got 2 big wins on the road at Minot. They beat the Minot State Beavers 9-5. And in game 2, they were down at one point, I think it was 11-4. They battled back and beat Minot State 16-15 to get the sweep on the road. So 2 nice wins there for UMC as they continue to roll. And women's softball, Minnesota Duluth, big sister, didn't take it easy on UMC as they threw a no-hitter and went 8-0 in the first game in 5 innings. Game 2, Minnesota Duluth wins that as well, 9-2. On the sports scene for today, the Minnesota Twins, they were supposed to open up a 4-game series with Detroit, and they're supposed to be playing right now. But that has been postponed due to rain and storms. The game will be made up on Saturday as part of a doubleheader at Comerica Park. The originally scheduled game will be played at noon. We'll have the pregame show at 11:30, and then the second game will start 40 minutes after the first game ends. So we'll have a doubleheader of Twins baseball on Saturday. On the air this afternoon and this evening, we'll have the NCAA Division I Frozen Four, the semifinals at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. At 4 o'clock, Denver will take on Boston. And then at 7:30, Boston College takes on Michigan. High school junior high baseball, the Crookston Pirates are traveling up to Roseau to take on the Rams at Gilbertson Field, 4 o'clock. That doubleheader will get underway. And boys tennis, Crookston back in action. They're getting a bunch of tennis in this week. They have two matches today. They, I think, have, a match or two tomorrow. Then they have a quadrangular on Saturday, so they're busy. And they'll be at the Bemidji Triangular today, taking on Alexandria and the Lumberjacks at 1:30 and 3:30, respectively. And we have a new Sports Fever column on our website, and we pass along some sad news as the Crookston High School will be looking for a new teacher and a new girls basketball coach, as Darren Zimmerman alerted the team, and we talked with him earlier this week that he will be taking a teaching job in Detroit Lakes and will be stepping away from coaching, at least for the short time. And I would, sad news there. I know my daughter, Macy, the love-hate relationship with a coach. You love the coach as a person, but you really didn't like him as a coach because he made you work hard. But she was almost in tears when we told her and sent Coach Zim a nice message. But we are forever grateful for everything Coach Zimmerman has done for both our daughters. He coached both of them. Great guy, great coach. Every interview we've conducted with the opposing coach always said Crookston is well coached. And coaches, they weren't just saying that. Crookston was. And he got most everything he could have out of those girls. And also there's another coach and a teacher that will be leaving the school district after this season as well. So let's see. The Minnesota State High School League Board of Directors, they met last week, and they are looking at possibly only allowing 64 teams in Class AA boys hockey. If that is the case, that includes all those that opt up, like Arozzo, Grand Rapids, they all opt up to AA from A. Now they're going to limit it at 64, possibly, schools, just like every other sport. So that means whoever opts up, that number will bounce down. And one of the first schools that would drop to Class A would be the Bemidji Lumberjacks, who would, of course, be in Section 8A. So that could have a big ramifications for section, but also teams that could drop down. Two Rivers, Hastings, St. Louis Park, Sartell, Owatonna, New Prague, and, oh, by the way, Chanhassen, who was at the state AA tournament this year. So that's some items to keep an eye on. And we also have UMC baseball. They had a slow start in their first two series, but they're really playing well since then. We have that in the NSIC baseball standings. And we also have UMC men's basketball. They signed two pretty solid high school kids, one out of Mankato West High School, who played in the state boys basketball tournament, a 1,000-point score. And they also got a 6'8 kid from Woodbury, played at Holy Family, and a pretty good, solid player there as well. So two big signings there for Coach Beam, Coach Beamish, that is. We call him Beam. And High School Girls Basketball Coaches Association announced their All-State teams for A and AA. They also did the All-State All-Academic teams, and the Team Academic Awards were announced. Also, some college hockey news. Bad news for UND fans. Good news for Jackson Blake, who's going to be cashing in. Then Jim Scanlon, longtime East Grand Forks boys and girls hockey coach and activities director, and former now head Bemidji State women's hockey coach. He has resigned, and assistant Amber Freakland will take over the program there. So that's just some of the news. We have some jokes as well. Go to KROXAM.com and click on Sports, then Sports Fever. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Riverview Health.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Shop the Stock Up Savings at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 24 packs of half-liter bottles of spring or purified Our Family Water, 3 for $10. 28-ounce select Powerade sports drinks, 10 for $10. Stock up on bath tissue. 6 mega rolls of select Cottonelle Ultra bath tissue, $6.99. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
We should add, as far as UMC basketball goes, they have three incoming freshmen that played in the Class A state championship game with Caden Swenby from Fertile Beltrami. You have the Lawrenson kid from Lake City who played in the AA championship, and then you have this kid from Mankato West they just signed that played in the AAA championship. So they're getting some winners in, and that's for sure. On the local news, the Crookston Fire Department was called back to 605 Holly Avenue Wednesday evening when a neighbor saw smoke coming out of the residence. KROX, we talked with Crookston Fire Chief Shane Hellstab last night on the scene. He said he and the state inspector and several firefighters were at the house during the day, and there were a few flare-ups, and they were able to put them out. The older house had wood shavings and a thick insulation, which was causing the continued flare-ups. Before they left Wednesday afternoon, Chief Hellstab asked the neighbor to keep an eye out on the house, and if he saw smoke, to call the fire department. Well, when the Crookston Fire Department received the call Wednesday evening, there were about 20 firefighters at the station for a debriefing about the fire at that same residence earlier in the morning. The firefighters rotated in shifts to clear out the ceiling and attic area to get all the wood shavings and insulation out to make sure there wouldn't be any more flare-ups. We do have a video of the firefighters working hard. They were exhausted. You could tell. That's why they were rotating. Tough work there, and they were clearing it out, all that stuff. We have a video of it on our website, KROXAM.com. Earlier, if you didn't hear the story, the family and their pets were able to get out of the home and the morning fire that was at around 3:30 unharmed. And nobody, including firefighters, were hurt on either call. So that's good news. The Crookston High School Drama Department held their final rehearsal on Wednesday night in the Crookston High School Auditorium in preparation for the upcoming production of Mean Girls Jr. This play is based off the 2004 movie titled Mean Girls. The story is about a teenage student who moves from Kenya to the United States and experiences high school for the first time after being homeschooled. The story shows all the highs and lows of high school students' face and some comical scenes that many high school kids can relate to. Play director Beth Carlson explains why this story was selected.
One of the reasons is it is very current right now. A lot of these kids know it. When we spoke on Valley Talk, Phyllis and I were talking about how every year you have to look at who you think you might have, you know, your people that you think will be coming back. You always graduate seniors and you know, okay, I'm having new kids and I don't know who's going to try out.
And although the play is based on the original film, the Crookston Drama Club has put its own spin on it. Mean Girls Jr. is a musical, which means more preparation for the actors.
It was a good fit. I mean, it's been very busy. It's been a challenge, but they have been up to the challenge with all these scene changes and all these scenes and just added costumes, so that's been a little bit of a challenge, but we still got a couple days.
And they will be presenting Mean Girls Jr. at the Crookston High School Auditorium Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning at 7:30 each evening. The cost to attend is $8 for adults and $5 for students. Tickets are available from cast members or at the door. There are 19 students participating in the production of Mean Girls Jr. And Jaden Newquist, Malia Durham-Moore, Riley Anderson, Zach Plant, Maya Aguilar, Haley Voss, L. Pearson, Shayla Azur, Siren Mulvey, May Kuno, also Leah Johannik, Aspen Mendez, Harrison Cameron, Sophia Fee, Emily Johnson, Sound and Lights is Grace Miners, and Nichelle Tellez Vasquez, Set and Design and Props, Trey Everett and Gary Stegman, and the director, of course, is Beth Carlson with assistant director Phyllis Hagen. Again, that'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7:30 each evening at the Crookston High School Auditorium. The Crookston Airport Commission met Wednesday at the City Hall Conference Room and reviewed bids from the proposed T-hanger project at the Crookston Airport. The airport previously estimated the T-hanger project to cost about $2.5 million. After reviewing the bids, the lowest responsible bidder was from Gustafson and Gouge out of Clearbrook in the amount of $2,797,077, which is nearly $300,000 more than the original estimate. The commission ultimately rejected the bids, and City Administrator Corky Reynolds explains why.
In order to finance this, then, the share that the city, absent its grants and fund buildup, we'd have to come up with about $1.2 million. That was excessive.
The airport has $150,000 per year allocated in the city's budget, and it only can be accumulated for 4 years. If the funding is not spent within 4 years, the airport cannot use the funds. The commission had consensus to recommend using the funds to begin the construction process laying the taxiways where the hangar may reside in the future.
Instead of accepting the bids, the commission voted to reject each bid that we received. But with some flexibility, we are going to go ahead with a project to lay in the taxiways and do the earthwork surrounding and including the area where we anticipated the hangar to be constructed.
And the recommendation to begin the construction process for the taxiways and earthwork will be presented to the Crookston City Council at their meeting on Monday, April 22nd. The Severe Weather Awareness Week topic for today is tornadoes and tornado drill day with the Crookston firefighter Garrett Bankston. Tornadoes are nature's most intense and violent storms. Minnesota averages about 40 tornadoes per year. Bankston gave safety tips for those that experience a tornado.
Some safety tips. In a house with a basement, avoid the windows and get to the basement. And under some kind of sturdy protection, a heavy table or a workbench, and cover yourself with a mattress or sleeping bag. In a house with no basement, avoid the windows and go to the lowest floor, small center room like a bathroom or closet, under a stairwell or an interior hallway with no windows.
For those that live in an apartment, dorm, or condo, you're advised to quickly get to the lowest level of that building if you're able to immediately. This could include an underground parking garage or a neighbor's first floor apartment. You can then move to an interior area as quickly as possible. If you live in mobile homes, you're advised to exit immediately.
In a mobile home, get out. If your home is tied down, you probably are safer outside. We do have the City Hall downstairs basement available during strong weather, whether it's straight line winds or tornado warnings available at that time.
Today is Tornado Drill Day. That'll take place at 1:45 this afternoon. By this time, the drill will be activated and sirens will sound. However, there is no such thing as an all-clear siren. The siren will go completely through all jurisdictions throughout Minnesota, sounding their outdoor warning sirens. Schools, businesses, and other facilities are encouraged to conduct a tornado drill at this time and practice their tornado shelter plans. Bankston also commented that if you have children at home, he highly recommends parents practice tornado drills with them. There will be another tornado drill at 6:45 this evening. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of Mauro Vega, 45, of East Grand Forks for third-degree traffic DUI and refusal to submit to chemical testing. Joseph Eugene Johnson, Jr., 53, of Crookston for domestic abuse and violation of a no-contact order within 10 years of a previous conviction. On the obituary desk today, Betty Mae Louise Broger, 82, of Crookston, formerly of Talmoon and the Twin Cities, passed away at her residence in the care of her family and hospice of the Red River Valley. Betty Mae was born in Cass Lake in 1941, the daughter of Clarence and Edna Mae Famoville Broger. Betty Mae is survived by Narissa Luckasier of Brooks, Scott Bennett of Jeffersonville, Indiana, Mike Stoick of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Sharon Dufault of Crookston, and Mark Zickrick of Illinois. 14 grandchildren, Mitchell Luckasier, Samantha Pinter, Melissa Nelson, Jessica Holney, Michael, Matthew, Tiffany Biermeyer, Anthony Luckasier, Lindsey Graff, Ben Zickrick, Devin Stoick, Ashley Rookstuhl, Rusty Roy, and Becky Zickrick, and 23 great-grandchildren. She also leaves behind Erlene Keppinger and family, along with all of Joe's other children and grandchildren, a brother, Cliff Broger, a brother and a cousin, Ronald Broger, a sister, Luann Moe, and a niece, Michelle Schultz. Betty May is preceded in death by her parents, Clarence and Edna May Broger, Aunt Betty and Uncle Larry Broger, who helped raise her after her mother passed, life partner Joe Mainville, cousin and sister Karen Braswell, Donald Broger, and both sets of grandparents. A memorial service for Betty May Louise Broger will be held in Crookston at a later date. Donna Marilyn Ulan, 89, of Ada, died Wednesday, April 3rd, at the Benedictine Living Community in Ada. Donna was born in 1934 in Salem, South Dakota, moved to Minnesota a short time later. The daughter of John and Claire Wagner, she grew up on a farm and attended school in Borah. Donna married Leroy Uland in 1965. They made their home in Ada, where they raised their two children. She moved to the Benedictine Living Community August of 2021. Donna is survived by her children, Rebecca of St. Paul and Stephen of Moorhead, three grandchildren, Johanna, Benjamin, and Daniel, and many nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents, siblings, Jean, Joanne, and Jerry, two nieces and one nephew, and her husband, Leroy. Celebration of life services will be at 2 p.m. Saturday at Frederickson-Ganji Funeral Home of Ada. Visitation will be 1 hour before the service at the funeral home. Interment will be at the Ada Municipal Cemetery, of course, in Ada. Arrangements are with the Frederickson-Ganji Funeral Homes of Ada and Halstead. The flag flying over the Crooks National Guard Armory today is in honor of Maurice R. LaTulip and John DeHaan. Maurice LaTulip was born in McLeod, California in 1930, enlisted in the U.S. Army at the age of 24, and Maurice R. LaTulip was killed by a hit-and-run driver in Houston, Texas on this date in 1967. John DeHaan was born in 1893 in the Netherlands. He enlisted in 1918, was discharged in 1921. John DeHaan died on this date 1951 at the Veterans Hospital in Fargo. That is a look at our local news as we now shift to the weather. We have sunny skies right now in downtown Crookston. Our temperature now at 55 degrees, a north wind of 16 with a wind chill of 51. Humidity is at 47%. Barometric pressure starting to drop now at 29.85 inches. Again, sunny skies and 55 right now in downtown Crookston. The numbers for yesterday, we had a high of 64 with a low of 37, and we had some sprinkles. The average high for today is 51 with the average low 29. Year ago high 50, year ago low 32. The record high 81 set in 1955, the record low 7 set in 1940. The sun rose at 6:45 this morning. The sun will set at 8:10 for 13 hours, 25 minutes of daylight. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, a high near 55, northwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing, a low near 30, northwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 25. Friday, it'll be sunny, a high around 57, northwest winds of 5 to 10. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low around 40, northwest winds of 5 to 10. Saturday, a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly sunny, a high near 70, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And then on Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 40, winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday should be a beauty, a high near 70, northwest winds of 5 to 10. And then on Sunday night, a 30% chance of rain, a low around 50, wind gusts up to 20. Monday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m., a high near 70, southeast winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 25. Monday night, a 60% chance of precipitation with a low around 50, wind gusts up to 30. Then Tuesday, rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Now we'll have a high near 60, a 70% chance of precipitation, wind gusts up to 30. And then on Wednesday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a high near 50, northwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. That is a look at the noontime news on KROX.